Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and with me here is my grandson Isaac, who spent the night, also his sister, Shoshana, and Shoshana and I are headed to Israel. I'm going to be cutting short my part of the call today because I have to leave and catch a plane, but thank God, Brother Copeland is giving us his, he's loaning us his C-10 to fly because there's weather on the way, and it's a bigger plane. And we're going to fly to JFK and then fly out of there. And so I appreciate your watching over us in prayer, hovering over us as we're there. Shelley's already there. I've had several calls from that great prayer group, the great tour group of KCM. They're over there with four busloads. Shelley has the purple bus. And I've been contacted by Terry and George and Shelley, and they're having a great time. It's just thrilling me. Just think about it. There are four buses, and Terry and George, they're like, well, Terry in a way is like a daughter to me in the things of Israel. She just picked up on it in her heart, and she's a great leader in it. And leading other buses is Chris Twin from Australia, and Julie Cerrone. Her husband Ethan is our U.S. project manager for the Migdal affair project, and These all, like, you know, I'm not I don't know how to say this. I'm not bragging or anything, but people have picked up on the things God gave me and are carrying on with it. My grandson standing right here just so interested in all of these things. But I just want to tell you all how much I love you and how much I appreciate every single one of you picking up on it. I have some prayer things I want you to pray about today. You know, I've been going down to Mar-a-Lago, and the people who had me go down there, who invited me, sent me this today. I guess I got it yesterday. So listen carefully. Dear friends, pastors, and faith leaders, Franklin Graham has called the nation to a special day of prayer for our President Donald J. Trump on June 2nd. In the history of our country, no president has ever been attacked as he has. We are praying that President Trump will know and understand the power of God in a new way, and that he will seek his face as he leads this nation to greatness with God's help. It is our hope that you, churches, ministries, and individuals across the country will promote and participate in this special prayer focus on June 2nd. We want the president to know, feel, and understand that the prayer of millions are behind him. If you are willing to pray, please sign on by sending me your, number one, name, number two, title, and organization. Franklin Graham will be placing this in a major newspaper as well as all of Billy Graham Associations and all of Paula White Kane's outlets. You can email me back with your information or call. Please send the approximate number of people you will be reaching out to. Thank you for all your support and prayers. I answered her back that I would be in Israel and will pray from there. But our prayer teams at all our locations will join, and that we will advise all of you. Then I got back from them, thank you for your support, great. If possible, we would love to have an approximate number of people that will be reached out to praying in your groups to have for Paula when she gives it to the president. Now, today, Brenda, I know you're on here. Today, they'll know how many are on this call. Our computer will tell us that. And I'm going to count every single one of you that on June 2nd, you will take part in that prayer. Then, Brenda, we're going to really push this. I want you to announce it in some way. June 2nd is coming up right away, so I don't know how much we can get a feedback on this. But Brenda will know how many come on to noon prayer, and we'll contact them back and tell them how many folks that we've got that we believe are praying. Now, if you have a church and you want to take part in it, you can Let me see what you can do. Kristen Daly is the one who contacts me, and I don't have her email right here. Dr., let me see. So this is Teresa Daly and Kristen Daly. I'll get them to put up on our web page where you can send your name and the name of your church. I know there's pastors on this line. There's people on this line. And tell them you're praying and tell them you heard this from Billy Brim. And I'll get my secretary, I'll get my administrative assistant, Lynn Brim, to help you with this. Now, there are some other things before I go, and I'm going to have to leave a little early here. I got a call from Max, and he had had a special time with the Lord, and the Lord made him to know some things. Number one, that some information was going to come out. Some things that had been hidden were going to come out. And he told me that, and then I saw it happen in the news. I saw where so much has come out, how they have been tapping something called the hammer, how they have been tapping Donald John Trump's lines for many years, and have made him a target. I haven't watched the news today. I did see this, I think it was yesterday, that it's come out. Now, he was made to know that the impeachment process will not work, but it's because we will have prayed. I'm so thankful Franklin Graham is doing this. So thankful that on June 2nd we can pray together for our president, millions of us praying together and keeping him from the strife of tongues and from those threats of impeachment. Now, another thing, this is another point that Max was made to know, was that the Iranian regime intends to make a move down through the Syrian border, down through the part of Syria and Jordan, even down through Jordan that borders on the Golan. Today, the group there was going to be at the Golan, and KCM group, and they were going to be at Misgavam. So I called Ronnie Levy to see if there was troop movement, and there was not troop movement, but I'm not sure about troop movement. Some people, yes, but arms. And Ronnie said yes, and they're well aware of it. He says it's been going on for some time, all the way from the Golan that borders on Syria, from Lebanon, over near the Great Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, the Golan that is at Misgavam, and that we look over into Lebanon, and then part of the Golan borders on Syria, and then part on Jordan. And he said all along it, from all across, Iran is trying to entrench itself. Now, I don't see, in Ezekiel 38, the big movers, Russia, and Iran's number two. So the moves from Iran that Iran heads up, biblically, I don't think it's time for. And so we'll pray about that. We'll pray about those borders. Another thing is, I think it's till the end of this month that Benjamin Netanyahu has the opportunity to make a coalition government. And right now, I haven't checked the news this morning, so don't hold me to this, but as of yesterday when I talked to Ronnie Levy, it didn't look like that he was going to be able to put together a coalition, and therefore there would be another election. Either way, they're trusting God. That's what Ronnie said. Either way, we trust God. So just, you know, without your knowing or my knowing, if it should be the Likud with Netanyahu right now putting together government or later, I don't know. But let's just pray in the spirit on things like this. Another thing that we need to pray for is people who have been victims of floods, tornadoes. Last Wednesday, I asked you to pray that those people who knew their authority would use their authority. That was Wednesday morning. Wednesday night in Collinsville, Oklahoma, where our church is, a glorious church fellowship, they canceled church because tornado warnings everywhere. Floods. The town that Chip and Candace live in, Skytook, Oklahoma, was the most difficult town to get to in the whole state. It was flooded on all sides by Bird Creek. The Arkansas River is flooding. I know in Nebraska and other places. So be sure to lift up people and lift them up to know those who know their authority, to be sure to take their authority, and then lift up those who may be in the path of some storm. El Reno, Oklahoma was hit hard, and so we lift them up. Now, right now, oh, I started to tell you Wednesday night, we didn't have church. We have a church in Collinsville, Oklahoma, just 20 miles north of Tulsa. So they canceled because of all the tornadoes in the area. However, Kylie, my granddaughter, and some of the tech people went down to the church anyway to work on a technical something with the cameras. And a tornado came right over that church, headed for our church. Marquise, who is one of our tech people, he stood by the door out the window and saw it coming toward the church. He rebuked it, and it lifted up and went into the heavens. But Sunday morning I was listening to our church service down there, watching it on streaming, and my daughter-in-law, Candace, said that she had been up till 3 o'clock in the morning. There in Oklahoma, they have very, very good Doppler radar, and you can tell when a twister is headed right down the street even. And she said, it's been like a chess game. We see it, we watch it, the prayers here and there are rebuking it, and those things are going up. So right now, there's supposed to be weather along the way here and in New York, where we're going to JFK. So right now, I want you with me. Father, we just want to praise you and thank you for Jesus. We want to thank you for your great plan of redemption and for sending the Lord Jesus Christ to consummate that plan. He consummated it with his life and with his blood. And because of that, we have a marvelous covenant. And in that covenant is our safety. Actually, as I've studied that word chesed, Lord, you're obligated to us because we're your covenant children. You have taken us out of the realm of darkness and you have translated us into the realm of God's dear Son, the realm of the light. Now, I'm taking authority over the weather today in my path. You will not, whether you move out of the way, you move out of the way, you move out of our path to go to New York. In the name above every name, you move out of the way for the pilots bringing that plane in here from Brother Copeland's. You move out of the way on our path to JFK. In the name above all names, I rebuke the storms, like my master did, and I'm going to go to sleep in that airplane and get me some good rest. I surely do love you all, and I'm going to turn you over to Brenda now. Brenda, can you take over?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Bye, everybody. Shalom, shalom. Brenda, I'll give you information on that.
Praise the Lord. Well, we've got our assignments today, don't we? And this week and Sunday. And I just want to give one scripture because this will help us by the Holy Spirit, because He is the prayer and He is the watchman and He is He knows exactly how to pray. He knows the word. He is the spirit of the word. And in verse Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians, see here, chapter 1, verse 21. Well, I'll start with verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. That's Jesus. For all the promises of God in Jesus are yes, and in Jesus, amen, to the glory of God through us. Now he, that's the Father, who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. So we are established in Christ by God. He's anointed us, sealed us by his Spirit. So that's how we pray. Glory to God. So, Father, Orusta, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this trip. I know we lift up this trip. We lift it up in the name of Jesus. That Billy Brim is going to Israel. And the Ramba Kayist in Rusubanga. Hishe Naraman Sabonga Bokashi Prosur Gikaya Shevra Sianukuranaye. Elegande Yambande Komonsai, Ilavrusta Brista Bahaye, Izakish Tabu Kamanda Kastalagaye. Ikalia Koraba Sangaria Korabashaya, Osoraba Kiana Makayanaria Kayadiaso. In a month, in the name of Jesus, Ikoraba Saya, in the name, in the name, in the name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There will be no delay in Jesus' name. She will get there, and no delay. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Soramaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father. Oh, Rabasaya no Soramo. Iare bossi krabonj tibiki. Ora bahaya de kistela rusubuk ora sik anaye. Iada yarasaya kura nayeti. Ora sayaya kayaneshi. Oro rosso rosso kayi. Aye anea kayanaya. Glory to your name. We glorify you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. Ishe orosu ikeaya nesu ayeki ondu iashe lahaye o rakaye. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. Oh, Surabashi Kiyame. Anase Koratiaki. Ono Surabashi. Ede Horaraki Andea. Iodo Rahaya. One. Ava. Thank you, Father. We glorify your name. We praise your name. Abba, Abba, Father. We glorify your name. Your name is the same. Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Adonai. We thank you, Lord. For going on Israel, we give you glory, Adonai. We lift up the troops, the army, they're so sweet. We give you glory, Adonai. So rise up, be strong. God's called you, you're his own. Rise up to that place in him where you speak his word and you pray in the Holy Ghost. By the Father, Adonai. Thank you, Father. Oh, we're strong in him, in the power of his might. We lift you up in him, Adonai. As we're called to the army, as he's called us as his bride, we speak the word, Adonai. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that as Dr. Billy Brim has shared today, it seems like God has put a call watch on us in prayer. And he has for 2 weeks, and actually through July 5th with Max on this call of the borders. It was the Lord told him for 2 months, which would be July 5th. So we take up that call, don't we? We take up that call. We pray all day long from our heart as we go about the day in you. We pray, Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. We give you all the glory in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So, Father, we just, oh, Rabashakaya, Iane, Araya, Araya, oh, Rakaya, Yonio, Ikiare, Yonio, oh, yeah, oh, Adonai, Adonai, in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We just leave with that a special prayer for the army of God, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, as we give ourselves to these things in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Vashi. Thank you, Father. And we give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. Shalom, shalom. Oh, we've got 5 minutes. Sorry. Shalom, shalom. Well, as I was just praying here in the Spirit, it was like the Lord was sweetly just bringing us into this prayer assignment. And no heaviness, you know. Even when God gives you something in the Spirit, it's like a really strong assignment. It's like you have to give it out. It comes very strong by the Spirit. But there's joy and there's still that peace inside of us. Glory to God. Oh, Rabashiyata. Thank you. But I was just sensing here how he was calling us together, how he's loving each one of us as he gently takes us into this prayer for the next couple months over Israel. And anyway, we're going to keep on that and just give into him in the Spirit and the Word. And just keep on that. As Mom goes around, she's going to have a meeting about McDowell this trip. And all these things covered in the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank you, Father. Oh, Rabakaya de ki. Ondan shtivris tevrek ondos tabakaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. We keep the surrounding property covered. We say no devil in the name of Jesus. There will not be any loopholes. Everything will be covered, every dot, I dotted, every T crossed on this meeting with McDowell in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Jesus Christ as Mother goes forth in leadership position and what God's called her to. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, God's definitely got his army foot soldiers on the ground as they go across those different points in Israel and the land. And then, of course, here we are. We're the Air Force, which is the prayer force with the Holy Spirit. And, of course, there's no distance in prayer, and we are actually a very strategic part in what God's called us together in. So we thank you for your supply, prayer force, and we'll see you next week. I'm sure Mom will be leading. She's not on a specific tour. She's doing business and she's going to prayer breakfast and some things. So anyway, we'll see you next week. Shalom, shalom.